Welcome back to Sense, Sensibility, and Chaos, the podcast that understands that LOL doesn't always mean laughing.
I'm busy. Sometimes LOL means I didn't read what you said, but I don't want to be the reason the group chat dies.
I'm well read, and sometimes LOL might just mean I acknowledge your presence, but will confront you in a private chat.
And I'm Tom Girl. Sometimes LOL means I've read and responded in my mind, but won't respond to a text for 3 weeks.
In this episode, we are going to talk about one of the most fragile yet essential ecosystems of modern communications, the group chat and its shadowy, inevitable twin, the subchat.
Okay, but like, let's be honest. How many subchats do you have?
Oh, I have many. And I think at one point I would like to sit down and figure out how one person is in how many groups, because it's a lot of... I try to explain to people, like, well, I have this individual chat with person A, B, and C, then A and B are in a group chat, then A and C are in a group chat with me, then B, C, and then there's D, A, B.
So as much as I don't like to live my life by the Kardashians, when I found out that there was a not Courtney chat, I was like, oh, that's smart. Labeling your chats with, like, the person who's not in it. That's like a really smart shortcut way to me, like, not Julie. Julie's not in this one. Because we've all commented the wrong thing in the wrong chat. Generally because, like, at the speed of, like, okay, maybe not everybody. I've done it. I've done it, which is fine.
We've all done it.
Yeah, we've done it in different ways. I usually am pretty good about knowing who's in the chat and who's not. But...
sometimes I have to remind myself. I'll open up the little bubble and look at who's in it just to make sure I'm not doing something incredibly stupid.
What's hard is when I'm in the car and like somebody mm-hmm. will text me and be like, okay, Julie, this is the thing that just happened with Julie. And then like the group chat comes in like 3 minutes later and it's like Julie being like, oh my God, guys, like this happened. And it's like, A, you have to pretend, but then like the back and forth side chats are being read out by my car as I'm driving and my brain is like, I've gotten information from 10 minutes ago. I've got real-time information. And then there's like the fourth group chat that doesn't even know what's happening yet. That's going to start this conversation wave over. I'm like, it's just too much. I have to turn the feature off. I'm like, I can't handle this right now. I need my news in real time or not at all.
No, I don't have my text being read to me while driving. I don't pretty much look at my phone while I'm driving unless I am. I will. I'm not going to say I never do, but I'm just looking briefly, or if I'm stopped at a light, or if I'm on a road where I know it and it's like abandoned. But I don't have the time to care about the chat unless there's some kind of earth shattering, like, hey, we're in a hospital kind of situation.
I do, because like if you're going somewhere and somebody texts, like, can you pick up ice? Or like, hey, you know what, the restaurant's closed or something. So it's like, instead of showing up at like restaurant B and finding out they had to move to restaurant C, it's like, you know what? So you just get that like on the road kind of whatever. Because, you know, especially when I'm going like further away to somebody's house for a party, I will always like, if you need anything, I should be there around 3 o'clock, you know, whatever. Nothing like pulling up to their front door and then being like, hey, the thing you passed 30 minutes ago, can you stop there and pick up the sandwich order or something?
And it's you like, turn around and do the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair.
It's definitely not like, I feel bad sometimes about the chats where it's like, Julie has come in with like, here's my crisis. And on the side, it's like, it would be really great if she could just do the work and grow up herself. And or like the planning on the side, which is like, how do we help her without overwhelming her? So it's always like, which way will this go?
I think that can go a couple ways. I think that it depends on the situation. So let's take the situation of like in this situation, what you're saying of Julie has come.
I don't know a Julie, by the way. I mean, I do know a Julie, but like the last friend I had, Julie, was in like sixth grade. So like, this is not personal in any way, FYI.
So
should there be a Julie out there? Like, why is she judging me? I'm like, no.
Correct. So if they have some kind of, you know, life situation and the group chat's going one way and then the sub chat is talking, I think it depends, because I think we'd lie if we said we haven't done it. I definitely have, where it's like, all right, you know, this is going on. What are we doing? How are we preparing? Because I think also sometimes some friends come to you and their life is in a moment, and they're looking to you to be the calm and the grounding that they need. But that doesn't mean you actually totally feel that. So separately, you might be saying to someone else, "Holy crap, like this is what's going on, the on above, Julie sees the calm duck." And in a sub chat, someone sees all
The furious kicking.
the furious kicking of the feet. I think it can definitely, it's not always a bad thing.
No, and sometimes it's also out of concern, right? Someone has a crisis and you set up a sub chat to make sure that with maybe their roommate or something, where you're checking in on that person and making sure that they're getting through things in a healthy manner, even aside from what they're presenting to you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think there's also, been many times when we've had friends who something happens unexpectedly, we're like, okay. And we know that right now they just need to listen and maybe talk through stuff. But that's also not how we are as personalities. And so separately, we go into planning mode, like, okay, so who has this? Who has that? Who's doing this? And I think especially the three of us are very good of going into plan mode and we know what we are best at. And we will be like, I'll take care of this, you take care of that, and I'm on, you're on this. And so I think that is sub chats in that space makes sense.
Yeah, I think they can be innocuous, they can be
Well,
minorly vitriolic, but
we have a group chat. Well, okay, this isn't telling any big secrets, but we have one called Questionable Content where we pretty much just send each other gross food recipes and like. It started with like those 1950s, like questionable use of hot dog Jell-O and Cool Whip and Miracle Whip in like a recipe. And then it just kind of evolved into this anything that's weird. Like, I will send you guys TikToks and I'm like, this is just so gross. I must share it with somebody. We literally have a chat group that's just questionable content. That's all it is. And I like these subgroups, I like. I have one, a friend who's not on social media. I was explaining to her once, like Keanu Reeves is on like 600 accounts of trying to reach out to me on TikTok. So like I'll send her a screenshot of what Keanu Reeves said to me today, and then like I block the account. That is all I send her. Like it's called Social Stalker. She gets such a kick out of it. She's like, why is Justin Bieber up in your messages? Like, what happened to Keanu? She creates this whole like sub. Like, why isn't Cindy Crawford or like Britney Spears reaching out to you? I'm like, I don't know. And then finally, I forget who, some singer, I think Selena or something, like reached out to me. I'm like, do you think the scammer knows that Selena is dead? Like, if Selena is trying to Ouija board me through TikTok, we've got bigger problems.
Bitty
But like, it's just an entire chat of the ridiculousness of like who bot account wise reaches out to me on social media for somebody who's not on social media. We have an entire separate chat where we actually talk about everything else.
I think it's funny also with our questionable content because none of us actually came up with the title of that. Somehow our phones just relabeled the chat and we're like, who came up with this? And we're like, we realized none of us actually did that. The phone recreated it based on the chat title. I guess of what we had talked about. So we're like, all right, questionable content it is. But we also do send restaurants that we want to go to and recipes now that we do want to try.
Well, we have pizza chat.
We have p
Or
and
you
we
want a slice of me or
do
something, I think it's called now.
you want a pizza me?
yeah, want a pizza me, and it's a pizza emoji as the title. And that has six of us, and of that six, four of us are in the questionable content one. But also, like from the questionable one, we came up with the idea to do a mustard and ketchup party because we were talking about the different types of mustards. And we're like, you know what? We need a party gathering where we each make different types of mustards and ketchup, and we will buy different foods to, hot dogs, hamburgers, whatever, and try the different meats with or cheeses with these mustards.
Which is what I like. It's like, here's a crazy, terrible idea, and everybody's like, let's plan an event around this terrible idea. It's going to be
It's not a
wonderful.
terrible idea. It's a great idea. Like Roman night was a great idea.
But it came from some god-awful recipe. Like it didn't come out of a good thing. It came
Yeah,
out of
no.
like a really gross idea where we're like, and let's turn it into like.
But that's how you know good things can come out of bad sometimes.
true.
Send you a terrible recipe and we get a great idea out of it.
It's like we have a vacation chat, which is just like talking about family vacation. So it only gets used like but once a year. But like, oh my God, do I wish I could mute it because there's like 30 of us on it. So like you come back to your phone after a minute and a half. It's like you have 386 messages. And I'm like, ah! There are
That
certain
little
ones that
red
I just
dot.
wish, like Copilot at the end of the day, like if you have Copilot on your computer at work, like you can ask it for a summary of a chat. Like Apple iPhone would be really nice if the end of it you could label certain chats like at the end of the day, can you just give me a high level summary? Because I cannot read every one of these chats. Like we've done it not for we don't intentionally do it to Busy, but she just seems to be on the receiving end in one of our chats. We will occasionally just have a meme war. Like we don't intend to, we don't mean to. 800 messages and memes later, we kind of say to ourselves, like, Busy's gonna be so pissed when she gets this.
Should we have reined ourselves in a bit?
No,
Nah. It never starts with intent or intention, but I think you just don't come into the chat for like 10 minutes and we're like, one, two, three, four, I declare a meme war, and then just boom.
happened. No, and that happened.
Watching you catch up 6 hours later is
It's
hilarious.
hysterical.
Well, no, that was especially with recently being out of the country and being on the other side of the world and being 12, no, 14 to 16 hours ahead. So my where I was compared to where you guys were. So it'd be like I'd wake up and it'd be like 100, 200 text messages. I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? And it's usually like, and I go through the chats and it'll be like, all right, that takes care of two notifications, that takes care of five. And it's usually like one chat that for some reason would just pop off. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, there's 100 of the, and you know, the 200, notifications. Like, all right.
Or like every once in a while, like a chat from like the early 2000s resurfaces, and it's like, what? I forgot this chat existed. What the hell is going on? Like, why are we using this chat? Like, I didn't even remember it was in my phone book. It's so far down. I'm like, A, I have to go see who it is. B, if you're Android versus Apple, I don't know who your phone number is. Or then like that awkward, like somebody starts a new chat and I'm like, who's 732? Like I will then have to message somebody to be like, who's this person? They're not in my phone. Everybody since high school is in my phone. I don't know this person. Why are we texting with them?
Yeah, that's also like when someone introduces their new significant other. So they get added in as.
No, you can't add significant others to group chats without getting prior approval.
What? I mean, they
I
have.
have very strong feelings about that because I don't remember if we ever talked shit about them 6 years ago, but they get added to the new group chat. Do they get the whole chat or do they get like the new feed?
I was recently at one of our friends' house this week. She drove me to the airport, so I, wanted to stop by afterwards and give her a little thank you gift. And I was telling her how I messaged her husband before the trip because I had an idea of what I wanted to buy her. And she's like, "You have his number?" I'm like, "Yeah, remember the first time we kind of met him and we were joking he didn't that we were his friends because he doesn't have any, which he does, but we were joking and there was a fight to see who was in his top 10." I said, "Yeah, he got upgraded from your name's boyfriend to your name's, like Jane's boyfriend to Jane's husband. Like he got upgraded recently when you guys got married." And because there are some friends, their husbands are still in my phone as boyfriend or fiance. You have not upgraded officially yet.
Correct.
We will see about that.
You have not behaved correctly, so I'm going to leave you on.
You may have put a ring on it. That does not mean I will change your name.
I also have people in my phone as like guy with halitosis or like chick who keeps on calling me the wrong name, like descriptor of who they are, because we know I'm terrible with names, but like descriptor of who this person was. Not just like hairdresser Sally, like the thing that I remember about you. There was a guy years ago, he hit on us in a bar, and it was back before like that fake number came up, the rejection line kind of thing. So, like, he was labeled in my phone like aggressive stalker dude, won't buy, like, buys two drinks. Years later, he got added to a group text because somebody else was dating him, and I was like,
Oh, it's like those Facebook groups. Are we dating the same guy?
I was just like, I saw it and I was like, why is this guy in my phone? And I was like, oh, A, I need to clean out my address book, but like, B,
Should I warn her?
oh.
Is this a
It's
thing
like it
that I
was
should
some
tell
hangout of a
her?
hangout of friends, and like I was like, oh God, I remember. I because of the description, I was like, I remember this dude.
Not in a good way. So when you think about verb chats, I think there's a life cycle for them.
Like some die, some like have a purpose temporarily.
Right, so
Like
let's.
we have ones during politics, which is like no election news. So like four or five of your friends the day of an election, the day of the something or other, or like people for a wedding, like these people I will never meet again, but like, because whatever.
We're all bridesmaids together. We're all in the wedding party somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a honeymoon phase, I think, like that beginning of like, hey, putting you all together, or planning a wedding, a birthday outing or a surprise party.
Baby showers.
Yeah. Stuff
Yeah.
of that nature. And then then you might have the event or and there's a lull sometimes between when you start it kicking off and if this is event driven or just in general. And then
But
some.
also then there's like some people who have really good like chat skills. Like you meet them and they're not like super chatty or anything, but then like in a chat, they're like the good meme sender or they're like the good news sender or like they're that person who once a day is like, hi, how is everybody? Like it's also interesting to see how people over text communication might be a little bit different than how they are in real life. So it's like, oh, like you're a punctuation user. Who knew? Because based on what I knew about you.
Who knew? Punctuation user. Yeah, I think that's fair to say that there's different personality types, and I think it's also that you just get to learn. I mean, I think as some of our friends get older, like I have one friend, and he's like, "Look, I'm just not a texter. He's just a quiet dude, and he's like, I don't mean to ignore you. I'm like, I know. Listen, if it was urgent, I know how to pick up the phone and call. It's never been urgent." I know you have a job, a wife and kids. Like you have your own life. It is totally okay. I know what the flow is with you, so we're good.
I was at some wedding, I forget where, but it was like international people, and the one girl was like, hi, next bubble. Hey, everybody. Like, okay, good morning, everybody. And like the other half of the wedding party was so pissed. They're like, we're on international phone plans, so we're paying daily roaming, but also our international phone plans are limited on text. Stop texting us 88 times. Like, just in 50 words or less, sum it up in one chat bubble. Stop sending us endless text messages. This is costing us like trillions of dollars because you cannot communicate succinctly. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
This is awkward.
there's always that awkward moment that occurs where like the chat starts to get heated or a little angry.
So what are you saying? Are you saying I'm?
No.
Oh, but there's like that one bubble where you're like,
Oh
oh,
yeah.
I'm gonna stare at my phone for the next 45 minutes to see what happens now.
Either that or you're shutting your phone off and putting it away because you don't want to deal with what just happened.
Yeah,
Like, oh,
or you get your
did
snack.
she see that?
This is gonna be good. We're just gonna sit here, and I'm just gonna read whatever is gonna
My
pop up.
favorites are like, do you not remember spring break sophomore year? And it's like, oh, let's not
Oh,
bring
we're
up history.
pulling out the receipts.
Let's no, let's not bring up history.
They're going to the Dewey Decimal System and getting out like catalogs back in spring of.
Meanwhile, you know that there's that one friend in the chat that just laid down for a nap and all this happened, and you're texting them on the side, like, oh dear God, oh dear God, I can't wait till you wake up because what, wait until you see what just happened.
Or that's going on.
REM cycle.
And you don't even like explain why you're chatting them. You're just like, oh my God, this is, can you believe that? Or like this, and you're commenting to them as if you're commenting in the chat, but without everybody. And then you're like,
Without
and
any kind of
what?
context.
And if they look at the individual chat before the group chat, and you're like, what the hell are you talking about? And then you're like, and then all inevitably the 2 seconds later, chat comes through. Oh, I'm caught up. Oh, I got it.
The days of Messenger, when it was like, Allison's been at it. Like, Julie left, Sally left, Tammy left. Like, and then it's just, that spoke louder than anything. Like, I'm
Yep.
out. Just know, like,
Oh, this person's here. I'm gonna bounce.
It should also say, like, Tim added Chris. Like, you should not only know who was added, but, like, who added them.
That is fair. I think that it's also funny, like in group family chats, so on my father's side, there's 8 of us first cousins and then aunts and uncles and all that. So when it comes holiday times and stuff, inevitably, like most of the guys in our family, they don't want to know the details. So just tell me at the end who's going where. Unless they're the one to host and they don't, so we don't usually include them in the chats because they'll just inevitably be like, please just remove me. I don't want to read all this stuff. Just tell me what's going on and where I have to be at this time. So,
That's me.
love when like it's like pick a date and nobody wants to be like solid on a date, and then you're like you're so close to like okay it'll be May 2nd, and then somebody who hasn't chatted the entire like 3 days of planning from the side is like, well, that doesn't work for us, and I'm like, too
Where have
bad.
you been?
No. If you haven't been here for 3 days, going back and forth on Tuesday's schedule and all this, like to just come from the side 3 days later when you can clearly see like we've narrowed it down to 3 days. And then you're like, well, that doesn't work for me. I'm like, okay, but it works for 90 of us. So, like,
And I would say that's one of the good things with our group. We just did a group summer planning, and it's a group of us from college. And we usually once a summer get together, or another time during the year. And we have a kind of pretty good unspoken rule. Like, yes, obviously we would love everyone to be there, but
if you can't be there,
if it works for
we'll
them,
see you next time.
correct. We move on and we don't cry. Now we do expect photos and maybe a call to feel good later, so that we can commiserate that we're not there. But if it works for 9 out of 10 people, and this time it doesn't work for me, I'll see you guys the next time. Please have fun and just make sure you keep me involved in any of the gossip.
But those people that tend to be the ones that drop in after 3 days of not communicating and throw a wrench in the gears, really, I think they tend to be the type of people who create drama in a group chat no matter what the topic is. They're
Yeah, the reason
it's
why there is sub chat.
they're the reason that the sub chat exists, exactly.
I'm the first one to jump in there sometimes and be like, oh, so sorry, but like I already sent the invitation to everybody, and literally at the same time I'm sending the calendar invite out to the 90 other people in the group to be like, no. So like the second we come to a solid date, I'm always usually the one to be like, cool, booked, whatever, done.
You like what I'm
It's
like?
either you were busy.
Yeah, I'm
Like,
like in
see
mindset.
you then. Okay, cool.
In mindset. Time to be determined is on invite, names, location.
Like, this many of us with this many busy schedules and whatever else, like, okay. And then I'm just like, okay, we're not, auction closed, final bid, out, just out. Oh, well, I had a life change. Cool. We'll see you next year. We'll see you next year. Like, don't even.
I think that, for like I said, majority of the time, people with our groups are pretty realistic, like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm gonna miss it. Have fun. And we don't really have too many of those people who are like, well, please stop and rearrange everything just because I can't make that one day and I'm 10 days late to the planning schedule.
Yeah, but there's a choice in that. We chose to let those people go.
I will say that's the other evolution of like the text group is like you can see that so many of these groups started with like 20 people and they are now like boiled down to like
10,
these are the people who
maybe
don't cause us
later.
drama. Like the other chats happen, but like these are the people who do not like raise my anxiety level on a daily basis. And there are a couple, like, we've had it with our friends groups. Like, people get voted off the island. Nobody ever really officially says it, but, like, when the responses are always like, okay, LOL, like, your group chat is dying. Like, it's the last leg of, like, you're gone. We'll be there for you in text form, but that's about it.
Yeah. Or life just happens and you can't talk for a year for whatever reason, and
I mean, it does.
the chat pops back up when life is more appropriate, you know?
And people come in and out. Like recently, we had a couple of college friends who got married within 60, 80 days of each other. And so there are people who I haven't seen mostly or talked with outside of like social media. And all of a sudden, like it was like thrown back in together and it was fine and it's no problem. And
Yeah, and there's no drama and there's no tension. It's just the situation is the situation, and you all get together and kind of deal with each other's presence.
yeah, and I had created a group recently because I found out that one of our friends from college who lives in another country is going to be, has a minor role in a Bollywood movie. And so it's created a chat. I'm like, hey, just FYI, she's doing this and she's going to be in this movie. And when I have details on when the movie's coming out, we are doing dinner and a movie to go support our friend. And they're like, sweet. And like, I probably won't say anything until I know this movie is, out, and because I haven't even seen it on IMDb and, DB announced or anything yet. So as soon as I see it announced somewhere, to see when it would be in theaters, and we'll figure it out then. So.
All different reasons for different group chats. And it's I honestly think that the ones that kind of fall by the wayside can be the most exciting ones, because you don't speak to somebody for 6 months and then they do pop back up and you're like, "Oh my God, how are you?
Yeah.
I haven't talked to you in 6 months. What's your life like right now?" And you'll get together, you won't get together, but at least the check-in occurred and you're still in each other's lives in some way, shape, or form.
I think it's a little fun when you have those groups that like let's create think I'm creating a new group and then you realize, oh, this has been a chat before. And like we started and then like as the chat is going, I kind of scroll back. I'm like, oh, what did we talk about last? Like, oh, that's right. And sometimes it's like a reminder. I'm like, hey, like a year ago you mentioned you were going to be, pursuing this certification or you're moving. Did that ever happen? And it's kind of like a nice
How
like,
did that go?
it's like back on this day we discussed that. So
Yeah,
it's not really the
unfortunately.
great holiday revival. Like somebody
Oh,
sends Merry
yeah.
Christmas and then that just like
It's.
chats you haven't seen, people you haven't seen in forever, like the holiday texts are like, whoa, okay.
My mother's family's good with that, and there is, I think, a chat about 17, 20 of us, and it's hysterical because we'll have two chat groups going, and it's inevitably, and we love you guys, but it's a boomer person who will all be has using one of them, and then they forget that someone is not in that, and then they do another group chat, and it's like everyone minus one, and you're just balancing a million Merry Christmases, cousins. I miss you. You guys are great. Yes, we're all across the country, and oof, it's a lot of texting. So I just have those And
on.
you copy and paste the same message into both chats because you're not sure who's seeing it and who's not seeing
Correct.
it.
Correct. Absolutely.
I also have a couple chats like, remember they're in Australia, or like, remember they're in Germany. So, like, don't text in the middle of the night.
I don't know. I think it depends on, like, I didn't care when I'm at a country that people, like, I was actually like saying to people, you can still talk to me. And several people are like, but you're on vacation. Cool. I might read it, but I'd like to catch up on it when I get back because I am mentally taking notes. And if you think I haven't done that, you're wrong. I have literally gone into people's chats, like their entry in the phone, and have listed next time to talk and list out items of topics or create a like an iPhone note. Topics I need to talk to bit, to tall girl about. Topics I need to talk to Red about and keep the list like an agenda going. So yes, keep me in the know, even if I'm out of country.
Yeah, I don't do that. I just text you guys at 3 in the morning with the random, like, this floated to the top of my head.
It when you do that.
Too.
Like, I need to go back to sleep. This is the thing that woke me up. See you in the morning.
Or you ask a question and 5 days later one of us has the answer and it happens at 2 o'clock in the morning and we're just
You
like,
still
oh,
haven't given me an answer
that
to one of the questions I sent you, and I'm waiting.
thing.
Waiting. No, here's a perfect example. The group chat with the three of us, and tall girl might message us at 2, 3 in the morning, but then it's been a couple days in a row, and then on the side, I'll be messaging Red. I'll be like, are we concerned she's not sleeping well? Do we think they're stress related? Do we need to talk to her? Like, we like sometimes that the times of chatting and what's being said, form concern texts, subtext of like, when do we have to intervene? We haven't heard from her.
Generally, it's I like roll whatever I am dreaming about is triggered to like whatever's my brain is very obvious. It does not hide things. It does not do subtlety. Whatever it is that's unresolved in my brain, I generally wake up and like I used to write notepads, like whatever, like work idea or whatever. Now I just send text messages either to myself or other people because I'm like, my brain wants resolution on this. And I've learned if I like text you guys, it clears it out of my brain and I can move on. So no, it's usually not. The insomnia thing is when I send you like 16 TikToks at 4 in the morning. That's usually the indicator that like, But
Now, like,
also, there are times that miss at like 1 a.m. Somebody responds right away to my text messages. So
that'd be me.
if we're talking about insomnia issues, might I say some people respond at 1 a.m.
That's usually me. I am a late person up at night, but the whole migrating back to this time zone has
Like,
been.
what are you doing up? I'm like, what are you doing responding? Like, I like that you're judging me, but also on the other side of that text message.
You're awake too. Have you noticed
Right.
that?
No, nay, sir. No, that's been fun this week of getting back on the time, and it hasn't been. Getting to the other side of the world, fine, no problem. Coming back, it's the time has been a little off.
It's always coming back.
The one thing I'm so excited that Apple had finally put on their phones is the send text later, because man, did I miss that from my Android. And I'll send, I'm like, hey, I'm sending this at midnight, but you're gonna get it at 8 a.m. so I don't feel so weird bothering you. And so that's one of the other things I'll do.
Every once in a while, you would send like good morning, and I'm like, oh, right. Like, I knew it in my heart where you were, and based on your find my location. But like, sometimes I'm like, oh no, she's not drunk. It's legitimately morning for her. Like, okay, cool.
I have to pause here for a second and draw attention to the fact that we just referenced Busy gave us her location, guys. She gave us her location. We finally have the triad of locations in the world, and you can all stop worrying about whether or not she actually really loves us.
Okay, psychotically, do I look at it every day? I don't care where she is. I'm not trying to stalk her. I just keep on seeing if she's canceled me, and I'm like, let's see how my day's gonna go. Will she cancel my access to
I thought
stalk her?
that this was such a big thing for you two
Oh
because,
my God.
like,
Like, I forget why. Well, Red was like up at her mom's house, and like, I just logged in, and then like, she must have walked to the other side of the house, and I saw the dot move, and I'm like, oh, she's on the move. I'm like, why? Why was that my thought?
well, here's funny. Yesterday, well, was
She's getting her steps in.
yes, well came to my house, and the dog knows her as Aunt. Well read, and when you say her name, he gets excited. So he, once you say someone's coming, he goes to the door and he's waiting for them. And we have conversations. He turns and he looks at me. He barks. He comes up to me. He's very, like basically sighing and frustrated. I'm like, I don't know where she is. And then I said, oh, wait a minute, I do know where she is. And I was able to open her chat. I'm like, she is. And I'm watching her drive up the highway near me. I'm like, she is 5 minutes out. Calm your nerves. And I don't know if you saw him when you were leaving. He barked as you
Yeah.
walk, and he was just so like deflated when you left.
When you
Sad
drove
boy.
up to Toronto last summer, I would stalk you, but like, I would always look at her driving a reasonable, rational speed.
I'm like,
I would watch your
that's
dot move and just be like, look at her being a good citizen.
Meanwhile, when you're driving to and from, Red and I are just like, Jesus, she is gonna get like, I'm like, how the hell is she hauling ass this way? And then the concern because mom
I
is a
would never speed for legal reasons. I would never speed. Pushing 57 in a 55. Just legally, I want people to know 57 in a 55.
allegedly, she might be going fast.
Allegedly, she might be going 92 in a 60.
Never. That's absolutely not what that ticket was for.
But yeah, one time.
Subjects. One time.
So is there anything else we feel with chats and sub chats that we haven't?
I would say the etiquette of sending screenshots of other people's conversations.
Oh,
Ethically, like
that's always
sometimes
dangerous.
I will tend to send a bubble, but when people send like the whole chat or they send like way more than whatever, because sometimes it's like, somebody will message you like, I'm not feeling good, I'm really not well, whatever. So I'll send that bubble to somebody and be like, hey, I think we're gonna need to check in on, or like, just so you know, like, stop texting her about vacation. Like, her life's blowing up. Depending on who and what I share, sometimes I'll just be like, yeah, stop texting in that chat. But when people send like full screenshots, multi pages of conversations, I'm just like, I get very nervous in future to text you, because, and it's not like I say anything, but it's like, there should be some rules about what you do and do not screenshot and what you do and do not send. And some people like forever change my opinion of them when they like lay people shit bare for like no good reason. I'm like,
Yeah, those are some of my favorite moments when you get a set of screenshots of a conversation, and then at the end of it is, but you don't know this.
Yes, I don't know a lot of things.
I'm Jon Snow. I know nothing.
But also then, like, you send something out to the chat, like, Lucy is having a breakdown, and you send it to everybody to be like, hey, this is the situation. There's always that one asshole who then goes like, hey, Lucy. Hey guys, how are you? For no real reason. Lucy, what's going on? Like, that's like when you tell people not to look and their head swivels. You're like, are we of an age where you don't know the rules?
Yeah, I think
That's
that's
true.
also like one of the good thing of knowing in your group chats. Like we had a friend who her father was going through some illnesses and then passed away ultimately, and she hadn't told the two other people in our group of five, and I just wanted them to have a heads up, and I did ultimately tell her later. I said, hey, just so you know, I did let the other two know. Because she ultimately said, can you let them know? I said, I've already done that. I said, I just wanted them to not be unaware should you reach out to them. And sometimes it's more not that I'm trying to betray trust, but I put people on standby. Like, hey, if someone is calling, some people are not callers and they're texters. So if someone is calling you out of no, right field, I just want you to have a heads up that this might be. You're aware what they're going through.
Yeah. I'd say 9 times out of 10, it's out of concern that we do that kind of thing. It's very, very, very rarely out of like maliciousness or glee or Schadenfreude or any of those kinds of things. It's more, this person is going through something, and because you are not on the A list, but you're on like the 8.5 list of contact, I need you to know
Yeah, just
why this is about to go down,
yeah.
so that they have, so that they're
Support.
not hit out of right field. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've also said I've gotten better at this over the years. Like, I swear to God, this is not a trauma response. I need to decide for me, like in a moment of trauma, like in a moment of drama, I need to decide how I want to handle the situation. That means I tend to get a little bit quiet, and I've learned over the years I have to like tell you guys, like, I might be quiet for a few days, which I didn't used to do. So, like, recognizing that other people are keeping an eye and a tracker on something that I'm not, like, I am busy trying to figure out how to piece my life back together. My priority is not you. I've learned over the years to be like, going dark for a few days, everything's okay, I'll get to it later. Whereas, like, we have friends who need to tell you in the moment. I am like, I need to solve it for me. I need to be okay with it for me. And then I can get your feedback, which is like learning how certain people communicate. Like, you do not communicate the same way. And that's sometimes how it gets missed.
Absolutely.
Or, like, friends are like, well, I might be doing something Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. But, like, if all those plans drop, then I'm okay with this date and hanging out with you guys. I interpret that as like, I have five other people I find more important than you. You guys are trying to present me with a solid date. I have five in front of you. I had to learn that that's not like always what people mean, because I'd be like, who is this bitch who's got like all these other plans? And if all of them drop, then I can hang out with you guys. It's like, oh, that's not actually what she means. Okay.
Yeah,
That took me
I
a
think.
few years because I used to just be like, these entitled assholes.
And that's what part of the subchats are group for is or subchats are good for is if you are in a situation where you're thinking, okay, well, this was their intention or this is my interpretation of the events, the subchat can often tell you, no, that's not how they think, it's this way. And then you can realign yourself in the main chat and be like, oh, okay, if those five other events that were planned before we started planning fall through, yeah, we'd love to have you and mean it earnestly.
No, but like we will be continuing on without you. Like,
But just know we would love to have you if.
Also, the person who comes in like 6 weeks later with like, our ketchup and hot dog thing to be like, well, I don't like ketchup. I'm like, well, that's a you problem. Like, we're not gonna change hot dog ketchup day because you don't. I don't like mayonnaise. I will work around it. I'm not going to try to hold up a group chat because.
Just don't eat it. Come, have a good time.
Like, at this
Don't
point,
eat
these
it.
group chats have been like, we know you're gluten intolerant, or like, we know you're vegan. Like, at this point, you do not need to come into the chat to remind us for the 9,000th time, except when I gave you banana sauce, but that's legitimately because I didn't think there was actually bananas in the banana sauce. It can't be that color red and be natural. I was honestly surprised. Sorry, I wasn't trying
First
to kill you.
ingredient. I know.
Banana sauce is delicious, though. I wish you could experience it without death.
I mean, I'm sure.
But I'm like, why are we reminding people? Like, I'm a vegan. I'm like, we've been made so well aware of this for the past 30 years. Like, but my favorite is on holiday chats when somebody's like, I'll bring the lasagna. And you know that's like Aunt Sally's thing. And it's like, what are you doing? You're starting a war right now. Like, you know lasagna is Aunt Sally's thing. Why would you even suggest in this chat that that's the thing you bring to this party?
Oh, the drama. The drama.
That's it for episode 13. When you're in the main chat, the sub chat, or the forgotten thread from 2017 called Vegas Party, just know you're not alone.
Unless you're in a chat where everyone has muted notifications and no one's replied since March, then yeah, you are alone.
But you're still valid.
If you enjoy this, subscribe, leave a review, at the very least, tell a friend who's looking for background noise while lounging around in a group text.
Want to hear more? Join us on Patreon for where we might be motivated to add stories, exclusive content, and behind-the-scenes chaos.
See you next time.
Until then, stay sensible.
Or embrace the chaos.
Preferably both.